It's a beautiful day.
And that, of course, is a young man by the name of Lachlan Henderson who plays for the Carlton Football Club. He's very hip to the groove, Lachie Henderson. He's into all this sort of gadgetry, the latest trends in anything, hairstyles, clothes.
No, he's not.
Putters.
He's not a victim of that.
No,
drivers.
Drivers.
Can hit a golf ball by reports.
Smashes a golf ball. The big fella joins us. Good morning to you, Lachie.
Morning, boys. I've really enjoyed the last minute.
Have you got one of these contraptions, Lachie?
I don't, but I think I'm probably with Daisy here. I think they will be a success, and I think I might even get one myself.
If you don't have one, who would be the first person in the locker room there at Carlton to get one?
Dennis Arfield.
Would he know how to use it properly, though?
Yeah, he's very tech-savvy. He loves all that stuff.
Is he?
Yeah, he loves all the gadgets and having everything that everyone wants, so he'll have it for sure.
Okay, who'd be the last person in the locker room to get one?
Probably Ed Turner.
See, that's great. Mm. I really rate Ed Curto. I've always loved him, and I like him even more now.
Yeah, I like Ed Curto.
What did you take from it was an interesting game on Sunday against Collingwood. The first half was, judging by NAB Challenge standards, a pretty high standard that was dished up, and then after half time, it got a bit scrappy. What did you take away from that game, Lachie?
Yeah, look, I think sort of you nailed on the head there. I think the first half was really good from both teams. We sort of jumped out of the block pretty quickly, and then they hemmed us in and got back. And I think just, look, NAB Cup, first game back for a few boys for both teams. I think we just sort of tied out a little bit and couldn't run out of the game as good as we were in the first half.
Hey, now, Lachie, it's Andrew Gaze here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Reading the papers about your future at Carlton, whenever we hear these reports, a lot of us just think, well, ta-da, he's gone. Now, Andy is very,
very,
very concerned. Can you just, if it's up to you, are you 100% locked in blue bagger?
Yes, I'm all good, mate. I've just worked through it. As I said yesterday, I've got had a very average year last year, so I just need to get back out in the park and keep the body in good nick, and had a really good pre-season. So hopefully it's all good and going into Geelong and Richmond, and I just look forward to the year.
And Lachie, the forward line, there's been a lot of discussion about Carlton's forward line over the last couple of years. The best forward line, how does it look for you in terms of the personnel that will be played there?
Yeah, look, we've got a heap of players that can play there, and you saw a pretty potent forward line on the weekend with Liam Jones marking him, Levi Casbolt, we obviously know can mark them, with Jason Tutt coming in and Troy Menzel as well. So, look, we've got those boys, and we've got Tommy Bell down there playing as well on the weekend. So, look, we've got a very potent, we've got a lot of options down there, which is good for us. And there's obviously blokes back in the wings, like Dennis Arfield and Davey Ard types that can come in and play a role for us as well.
Where are you going to play?
I'm forward. Yeah, I played forward on the weekend and sort of floated around a little bit. But, yeah, I'd say I'll be forward this year, and with Rowie and Chris and Jax playing some really good footy for us, and obviously Gemma.
Jax has been an interesting one, prized out of GWS top 15 draft pick. What sort of influence has he had around the group, and how impressed have you been by the sort of athleticism of the kid?
Yeah, look, really impressed. He came in, and obviously first couple of weeks he was flying, and then had that little mishap with his foot that, thank God, it wasn't as bad as what we thought it was going to be. And he's come back through that after Christmas and done everything right, and he's playing some really good footy, which is showing how professional he's been coming here. And I think on the weekend he played a really good game, and even the West Coast game he's probably one of our best. So, look, we're really excited by him, and good, and we're very happy to have him.
And Andy's been absolutely in raptures over the performance of Juddy at the weekend, and how he just looks like he's in pristine condition, showroom condition at the moment. Is he the best he's looked in terms of the way that he's moved in the time that you've been at Carlton?
Yeah, definitely. Look, it's definitely one of the best. He's had a great pre-season. He obviously had a tough year last year with his body. But, yeah, I think everyone's as happy as Gazy to see him running around just having a touching the balls and kicking it and finding the ball like he was probably 3 or 4 years ago.
When your mate, I know you're pretty good mates with Michael Jamieson, when he launched those couple of torps in the second half and really hit them in the sweet spot and got them, you know, way into that sort of centre square area, did you just know, oh no, for the next couple of days we're going to be hearing about this?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like when he gets his golf swing going, you hear about it for the next week. So I think the talks are a bit the same. He sort of gets pretty happy with himself because he hits him at training a fair bit, but when he gets in the game, he tightens up a little bit and can't really get him. So he was pretty happy with himself after the game.
Nice spot. Lucky him over
he
a
chokes,
foot.
Basically.
Over a foot.
He just chokes.
He just chokes in games.
Over a four footer. Hey, Lucky, good luck, mate. There was a lot to take out of that game for both Carlton and Collingwood, I reckon, and they're going to be in that mix for a long way throughout the 2015 season. Good luck, mate. We appreciate you joining us.
Cheers. Thanks a lot, boys.
Good on you. Lachlan Henderson, Carlton's 5-in-5 membership marathon continues. Blues aim to get 5,000 new members on board in 5 weeks. This week, if you mention Lockie's name, when you sign up, you get 10% off your membership.
Beautiful.
Give the club a call, 1300 Carlton, or go to the website, carltonfc.com.au.